The air smells like incense here.
Ken nodded as they stood at the trailhead, strapping on their packs.
I think it's hibiscus, but I'm not a horticulturist.
Hopefully this won't give me any trouble.
It still hurts?
Somewhat. The massage you gave me in the cab made it feel better, but I'm not sure how it will hold up once we get moving.
You should have let me talk you into seeing a doctor. Your health is more important than the Vajra.
I appreciate the concern, Ken, but it's okay. Really. And who knows? The straps might restrict the blood flow enough that it actually dulls the pain.
Only until you take the pack off later. At that point, it might make the pain even more intense. You might not get any rest, and that will affect your ability to navigate the trail, or...
Handle any trouble that happens to come our way? I guess I'll have to wait and see what happens. But in case you were wondering, I can still get to the sword.
I thought we weren't talking about that.
We're not.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's get going. I'm anxious to see the mountains.
Ken took the lead. Anya found the trail easy to follow, mostly having been cleared of obstructions and lined with gravel in places. They walked a mile, the trail gradually sloping upward at 20 degrees.
We're bushwhacking from here. The trail is not what we want to follow beyond this point.
Okay.
You okay?
Shoulder's great. Ow.
Ken cocked an eyebrow, but didn't say anything else.
Don't you want a compass?
Don't need one. The map that Taka showed us was extremely specific. We took the trail to this point, and now I know where we're going for the rest of the way.
I'm glad you do, because I already forgot.
Yeah, well, I also made notes.
Cheater.
Absolutely.
They moved through the woods, dodging the upturned logs and exposed roots. Vines stretched across the forest floor, and twice Anya almost lost her footing, only to have to right herself with her bad arm. Each time she winced, but fought through the pain. Ken kept a steady pace, but it wasn't particularly taxing. Still, by the middle of the afternoon, it didn't feel to Anya as though they'd made much progress. The upward slope had been constant, though, and Anya could see they'd risen in altitude a fair amount.
How high up are we now?
I'm not sure, but I'd guess we're a good way up. We'll still be in the tree line for the rest of the trip. It's not like we're scaling Everest or anything like that. And the map Taka showed us didn't indicate a mountaintop monastery.
Caves. We're looking for caves.
They pressed on, skirting small mountain ponds and large boulders that seemed tossed up from the depths of the earth itself. They dipped into valleys shrouded in a vague mist, only to climb back out into the sunshine. Overhead, clouds passed over the sun, darkening the entire mountain before slipping aside to let the late afternoon sun warm them yet again. Anya felt entirely uncomfortable the whole time.
Is the weather always like this?
Unpredictable is how the locals describe it. They're not surprised if it snows in the summer and hits 80 in the winter.
That's not the only thing making me uncomfortable.
Your shoulder feeling worse?
Well, there's that, sure.
Then you're talking about the people following us.
You know?
Of course. They've been with us since we arrived.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't think I had to be honest with you.
Why not?
Because you've shown the level of awareness that I would expect keeps you informed about such things. Me saying anything just seems sort of redundant.
Oh.
But he was right. She had known there were people following them on the trail. How they were managing to do it without making much noise, she didn't know. But they were apparently adept at it.
You think they're our friends from the train?
No doubt. You sure you can do this?
Yes.
Right. Have I said thank you yet?
For what?
For everything. You didn't have to do any of this, but you did anyway. I know it's a bit unlike some of your other relic quests, not as amazing. No dig site or any of that. But I appreciate you being here just the same. I mean that.
You're welcome. Now let's keep going. I don't want our friends to get too close. I'm not sure if I feel like fighting them yet.
No worries. We'll deal with them when we have to. And not a minute before.
Their climb increased, and Anya could feel the vague pressure on her lungs as they tried to compensate for the change in altitude. They weren't extremely high up, but the climbing alone was exhausting her more than she would have expected. She reasoned that with the shoulder injury, she wasn't in tip-top shape anyway. The sun started to dip behind the horizon shortly after 6. The shadows in the trees seemed to sink toward the ground, elongating on the slope as they climbed using an old trail long since forgotten by all but a select few.
It's getting late. We'll need to stop soon. Make camp.
What's your map say?
There ought to be a glen of sorts over the next rise. You okay with going a bit more?
Sure.
You're getting better at lying, Anya.
Thanks.
Ken smiled and they moved off again. Anya's shoulder throbbed mercilessly against the strap of her pack. She could feel the sweat all along her hairline and dripping down her back, making her shirt wet with perspiration. She pressed on, and only after she'd managed to climb over a series of fallen tree trunks did the forest floor suddenly level out. Tall pines stretched overhead, and the ground was littered with the soft needles of their growth. Anya stumbled down into the glen, following after Ken.
I hear water.
I don't... Oh, I hear it.
They'd been drinking throughout the hike, so they certainly weren't dehydrated. And yet, Anya found herself drawn to the sound of the water, possibly because it seemed so out of place this high in the mountains.
What is it?
But Ken didn't seem to hear her. He kept walking toward the sound. And Anya chased after him, not sure if he would stop close by and she could dump her pack, even though she desperately wanted to.
Hello?
Ken vanished over a slight rise, and Anya followed. She stopped on the other side.
My God.
A towering waterfall cascaded down from a height of hundreds of feet above them. The water spilled out of the rock, worn smooth by centuries of water pouring over it.
I've heard the mountains up here held treasures like this. I don't know if I ever expected to see it firsthand.
Are we camping here?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Anya slumped to the ground and released the tabs on her straps.
Ugh. Oh, damn.
Is it bad?
It's not good.
Let me see it.
Anya frowned, but unbuttoned her shirt and slid out of it. It felt strange not being dressed in front of him. Ken's hands felt warm on her skin. He pressed in.
That hurts?
Yes.
It might be your rotator cuff. Something like this could really lay you up for a good bit of time. Are you sure you don't want to see a doctor?
Not exactly a good time for us to debate this, is it?
I suppose not.
It'll be dark soon. Our best bet is to stay here and make camp, like you said. I can get some food and sleep and see if things improve in the morning.
And if they don't?
Knowing how stubborn I am, I'll probably insist I'm fine and that we should continue.
And should we?
I know how much this means to you.
You mean quite a bit to me too, Anya.
His hands were still on her shoulder, kneading and massaging. She could feel their warmth seeping into her muscles. She closed her eyes.
Ah, oh, that feels good.
I'm glad I can help you.
Anya suddenly snapped her eyes open and started putting her shirt back on.
I think that's good. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good. Really good.
She finished buttoning her shirt and then busied herself with her backpack.
So, do we get the tent up or what? What about the people following us?
They want the Vajra. I don't think we need to worry about them for now.
Somehow, Anya had a sense that Ken was right. They were not in any imminent danger.
We can put up the tent, or we could just sleep out under the stars. Seems like it might be a nice night for it.
It might be a little cold.
We'll have a nice fire. And we can pack the sleeping bags with pine needles for extra warmth.
All right.
You leave the cooking to me. I want you to rest, all right?
All right, but you should know something about me.
What?
I'm really fussy about how I eat my canned ravioli.
Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.